So beginning now with our practice in the Dream Path Workshop, our first session here together, let's take some time to allow ourselves to just be as we are, letting ourselves settle into sitting, feeling the body, feeling the breath. Letting the sounds and thoughts and emotions, letting them come and go. So we might ground ourselves in a sense of the body sitting. Noticing the touch points at the floor, at the chair, the hands in the lap. Feeling the breath. And let's let all the other experiences, the sounds and the thoughts and emotions, let's let them just wash around our sense of sitting and breathing, just like waves of the ocean around our anchor in the breathing. Pushing nothing away, but grabbing on to nothing either. If some experience should really grab your attention, try on making a mental note of what it is. Name the feeling or the thoughts, or that it's hearing or some body sensation, and feel it for its brief life, whatever it may be, so that you can know the visitor that just showed up. And then gently rest again in the breathing. So we're not pushing anything away, we're letting everything that shows up be known, be felt, letting it be, and then gently regathering our attention back in this simple sense of sitting here and breathing. So we're just gathering our awareness back again and again and again, gently, easefully, nothing to get, nothing to chase after. Opening the heart mind with interest and friendliness to the life that's here, just as it is. Giving ourselves a chance to arrive here in this setting with this group of people, with these hopes and expectations, the excitement, the anxiety of a new group, the aspirations for the workshop, just letting it all be known and felt in the heart, mind, body. And remembering what brings you here, the issues, the problems, the transitions and changes, the aspirations. Taking a moment now and gently naming them silently for yourself. And see too if you can ask yourself, what kind of attitudes would I like to have as I move into this workshop? What are the attitudes I'd like to have towards the workshop and towards my issues, my aspirations, my problems? What attitudes will be helpful? Notice if the judging mind pops up easily. It too is on the journey. And so for me, some encouragement to cultivate attitudes of adventure, of interest, of playfulness, of kindliness. Gentleness. Good humor. And then listening to this ancient poem from Rumi as we finish up this practice, letting this poem perhaps provide a little guidance for these attitudes that we might want to be engendering as we go through the workshop. This is Rumi's poem, Two Kinds of Intelligence, and many of you have heard it before in other settings, and really apply it now to this setting of working with our dreams, our night dreams, our daydreams, our dreams for our lives. There are two kinds of intelligence, one acquired as a child in school, memorizes facts and concepts from books and from what the teacher says, collecting information from the traditional sciences as well as from the new sciences. With such intelligence, you rise in the world, you get ranked ahead or behind others in regard to your competence in retaining information. You stroll with this intelligence in and out of fields of knowledge, getting always more marks on your preserving tablets. There is another kind of tablet, one already completed and preserved inside you. A spring overflowing its spring box, a freshness in the center of the chest. This other intelligence does not turn yellow or stagnant. It's fluid, and it doesn't move from outside to inside through the conduits of plumbing learning. This second knowing is a fountainhead from within you, moving out. And so as we dream together, may we tap into this fountainhead, this new way, this other way of knowing.